Thank you for joining us one more time on these podcasts regarding the Charter 2018. I think, as we've spoken in the past, many of these topics are kind of indicative of, it's like the tip of the iceberg when it comes to what's really going on inside City Hall. And I think we all have to question ourselves on the transparency aspect of things. And you look at this latest public's funded advocacy piece coming out of City Hall for the Charter. But I also, you know, have talked to a lot of former mayors, and I think we'd both agree, when you talk to former leaders, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, they're all saying vote no. And why do you think that's the case?
Experience and observation. Those are the two elements that come into play here. And I think the people that have had the experience of working within this system, not uniformly, but by vast majority, realize that the city has outgrown this type of government.
Sure.
And I think even the proposal that is being voted on November 6th embodies a lot of contradictions. Mm-hmm. Because a year ago, all these people were saying was, you got to keep the commissioner form of government. You always have an elected person in charge of whatever's going on.
Sure.
Well, then they put four departments in with no elected person in charge, because all five of them or seven of them are in charge of the four departments: legal, human resources, IT, and risk management. So that's a sort of a tacit acknowledgement that the things they need now, the services that they need to deploy, can't really fit into finance, accounts, public works, public safety, et cetera. Yeah. So that's an acknowledgement. And then I think the idea that they want to put two other people on the council so they give somebody an opportunity to run for office but not really give them anything to do is another acknowledgement.
Or not give them any benefits.
Give them any benefits. That it's an acknowledgement that nobody really wants to run for these jobs because they're too specialized. They require 50 or 60 hours a week, and anybody with a day job just can't afford to fit it into their life.
I spoke to somebody who was on the last Charter Commission that passed. They did not discuss at length the form of government, but in her notes, and she showed me her notes, and she said at that point the chairperson of that commission said, we should notify you that in 10 years you should really consider changing this form of government. That was in 2001. Now, we know that there's been several charter change initiatives since then, and they failed. But, I mean, every one of them, I think there's been 16 in the city's history, and all of them have said, move away from the commission form of government, and for whatever reason, we don't. But this woman has a document. I was there. I heard him say it, and she said, and I really would love to get a copy of that to hang on my wall, because in 2001, they said, it's a good idea that in the next 10 years that we shift away from the commission form of government. It is becoming extinct. And it is.
For good reason.
Yep.
We veered out of transparency.